I want to turn you this afternoon to the New Testament book of Colossians. The New Testament book of Colossians, the chapter 4 and the verse number 2. Chapter 4 and the verse number 2. And there's just three words that I want to draw to your attention. Let me now read them to you. Colossians 4 verse 2. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Let's just pray briefly and ask the Lord for help. Father, Lord, as we would try to deal with this text that you have so laid upon my heart, I pray, O Lord, that you would use me and help me, O Lord, to minister to those who are here. Lord, you know the desire behind this message. I pray that that desire would become clear by the Holy Spirit working it upon every heart. For I ask it in thy precious name. Amen. Now, I must admit as I begin that I was hesitant to speak upon such a text because it seems the most natural text to use whenever you are engaging in a 24-hour prayer meeting. But I was drawn to these words as I meditated on what to speak on over this past several days. And I want to use these words to make the following application, a very specific application. And the application is as follows. That you would continue from this day onwards to engage in extraordinary prayer. Let me repeat that. That you would continue from this day onwards to engage in extraordinary prayer. That this event would not be a unique event in your Christian experience, but that your whole life would be filled with giving yourself to extraordinary prayer. You see, what we call extraordinary prayer is not necessarily one-off prayer. It does not mean that we only engage in it once throughout our life, and therefore that is what makes it extraordinary. But rather, extraordinary prayer requires greater self-denial because we miss out on social events and even sleep itself. It requires greater sacrifice because it requires us to press on through even the night in order to continue in it. But extraordinary prayer does not mean that we simply do this once and never again, or nothing similar to it. It is simply seasons where we go above and beyond the ordinary to engage in that extraordinary ministry of prayer. Now, in one of the introduction videos to this 24-hour prayer meeting, Brother Stephen Lee referenced a 36-hour prayer meeting that was held in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where three young men from Friday evening to Sunday morning gave themselves to an extraordinary season of prayer. That prayer meeting was extraordinary, and it was the catalyst for divine blessing being poured out upon them and even upon a nation as well. But it was not a one-off. Those men continued, and that church continued, in times and in seasons of extraordinary prayer. I had the privilege of doing my internship in that congregation on the Ravenhill Road in my final year of seminary. And as I was visiting various elderly members of the congregation, I got speaking to an older man, and he began to tell me about these Friday night prayer meetings that the young people would have in that little church. And these young prayer meetings would be extraordinary times of prayer. There would be the ordinary times of prayer throughout the week for the congregation. But then there was these seasons where the young people would intensely give themselves to prayer, and they would engage in half nights of prayer and even full nights of prayer as well. And one of the memorable things about that story was that the man would tell me that he would actually go to these prayer meetings in his work clothes. And he would go in with his work clothes on, with his lunchbox under his arm, because he knew that prayer would continue right throughout the night, and he would have to leave the church and go straight to work the next morning. He also told me that on the half nights of prayer, that the young people would pull together their money and go and buy a fish and chip at the very early hours of the morning, and that would be in some way an earthly reward for that labor. But I recall this story because I don't want this 24-hour prayer meeting to be your only experience and memory of extraordinary prayer. Perhaps whenever you heard the word continue in prayer, you began to think, is he going to exhort us to carry on to a 25th hour and 26th hour and 27th hour? But no, the application is very specific, that right throughout your life that you would engage in extraordinary prayer. That as you look back over your life, if God spares you those 40 years and 10, that this would not simply be a one-off, that this would not simply be the only time in which you stop to give yourself in a peculiar way, in a peculiar manner, with peculiar effort to extraordinary prayer. And so as you look out from this season of prayer, how can you ensure that going forward in your Christian experience, that you will continue to engage in seasons of extraordinary prayer? Well, I want to leave three things with you. Very simple, very short. If you are to continue in extraordinary prayer, you must first of all prioritize extraordinary prayer. Prioritize extraordinary prayer. There will be times when perhaps somebody will suggest to you, do you know what? We should gather at night, or we should gather at such an hour, and we need to pray for such and such a thing. And that will require a rescheduling. That will require extra effort to rearrange things that you'd already planned. That will require you, especially if you're in your youth, to perhaps miss out on social events and other events that you naturally would want to attend to. But if you're to continue on in the habit of extraordinary prayer, you need to make it a priority. You need to make it a priority. And so I would exhort you all today to set within your life the right priority, and that prayer would take that primary place. But secondly, there also needs to be the people to engage in extraordinary prayer with. If you are to engage in extraordinary prayer, of course, there can be seasons when the Lord would draw you in privately, and you perhaps throughout the night would pray, or the Lord would awake you from your sleep in the midnight hour to in the midnight watch to pray. And the Lord does that at particular times and seasons in our lives. But as we think about public prayer that has been engaged in over this past 23 hours, we need people to pray with. And so I would exhort you, find a congregation. Find a church where there is a prayer meeting. And not just a prayer meeting, but find a church that actually believes in the importance of prayer. Where the prayer meeting is not simply a remnant of some sort of tradition of the forefathers of the church, but the prayer meeting actually matters, where the people, the leaders and the congregation see it as absolutely vital. Young person, surround yourself with people who have an interest in prayer. I was very blessed as a young Christian. I was converted at 15 years of age, and God in his providence surrounded me with believers that were typically about 10 years older than I. And we would engage in late nights of prayer on Saturday evenings after our youth fellowship. We would engage in extra times of prayer before our youth fellowship meeting if we were going to do outreach. We would engage in other times of prayer privately together, one with another in our homes. Well, those older believers and the spiritual interest they had in prayer was very influential upon me. And so surround yourself with other believers, old and young, that will have the same spirit as you, wanting to engage in seasons and in times of extraordinary prayer. And then lastly, if we are to engage in extraordinary prayer, we must persist in extraordinary prayer. It's difficult. I'm sure that everybody who has engaged throughout this time of prayer over the 24 hours has found it that way. And there's times whenever prayer is easy, and it seems to be that the Lord is carrying his people through and just giving great help in prayer. And then there's other times when it's drier and it's more difficult. And not just in the prayer meeting can there be times when there's liberty and times when it's more difficult, but throughout your life as well. There's various times and various things that happen in your life when giving yourself to prayer might be made more difficult. And yet, at every point of our life, there will always be things to distract us. And so we must persist in extraordinary prayer, giving ourselves through prayer, prioritizing it in our lives, surrounding ourselves with people who have the same burden, who will meet with us for half nights, full nights of prayer, days of prayer and fasting, and that we with them would persist as God would continue to give us grace. In closing, I just want to commend all those who have participated. This is something that is not flashy. Something that is not flashy. But it is something that will be fruitful. It will be abundantly fruitful in your Christian experience. I commend especially the students of Bob Jones University for engaging in this and sermon audio as well. But I pray that it would not be the last of extraordinary prayer, and it would not be a one-off for your life to engage in times and in seasons of giving yourself to prayer. Amen. May the Lord bless his word.